And that's what sales guys do. You know, a customer says something, and immediately the sales guy is jumping down his throat.
Yeah, they're listening here and then going there.
Right. So what we want to have them do is, if you repeat back something, it just gives you a few seconds there to make a connection.
Yeah.
And then you can take your time. And, you know, Matt and I were just talking, and, you know, it's how you're brought up. You know, nobody ever came to me and said, be humble or something. I mean, nobody ever said it. You know, I mean, nobody taught me that, you know. And, you know, Matt was saying, well, yeah, you know, that's when he was brought up, his family talked about the importance of being humble. And that's part of what we're talking about right here. So it's, you know, it's like a common upbringing. But if you didn't get it, you know, maybe you're getting it here for the first time. Who knows?
I think repeating verbatim what people say too frequently can be patronizing.
Right.
Some people.
Yes.
I mean, getting in the habit of acknowledging what they said and pushing for more, for them to talk more.
Yes.
Is the point.
Is the point.
Right.
Yes.
Keep the dialogue.
Yeah.
Because we had a situation where we role played, but we had a situation where we started the dialogue with the pretend guy being the customer, and the customer kind of shut him down. And it's like, even though he repeated back, we needed to. I was trying to give some coaching, you know, how I would do it, you know, and I used the word I, but
yeah,
in my experience, and that is try to keep what Joe said, keep fishing. You know, you keep fishing with maybe a softer approach with your questions so that the guy will keep talking. And then as you keep that dialogue open, he reveals a lot more information to you.
Right. One of the things in terms of asking a question, now listen to this. What's your fax number? Now just think about that. What's your fax number, right? Versus, say, Mike, I wonder if I could trouble you to give me your fax number. You know, so just a complete, it's like a whole planet away from what is your fax number. When you ask a question, to me, it's so helpful if you put a few words in front of it like, can you tell me?
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, what are you running this at? Would it be all right if you share with me the operating conditions? You know, I mean, you got to get all the way you ask these questions kind of like a part of you. It can't be, you know.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Give me the speeds.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Do me a favor. Give me the speeds. Can you give me the feed? Would it be all right for you to tell me this? May I ask you for those kinds of ways. So instead of asking questions that are offensive, the underlying part of them is offensive. And, you know, we're talking fine lines here, but it makes a difference. It makes a difference in how you approach customers and so on. Go ahead.
You know, sometimes I bring in, is it offensive also if you ask and they don't know?
Depends on
me. I've gotten that feeling.
Well, yeah. You
ask and they're like, you know, I'm just, you know.
In my view, honestly, asking questions is dangerous in any circumstance. Asking questions, very, very dangerous. Particularly in social situations. Do you have any children? You know, do you have any, you know, is your daughter, what does your husband's daughter do? Or, you know, just you start asking, how old are you? All these kind of questions, man. I've just seen so many people. Yeah, my husband's out of work right now. Now the whole night is blown. I remember, you know, right. That makes it even worse, right? I remember, honest to God, I was into a customer and he had a picture on his desk, and I was thinking it was probably his wife, but I was kind of trying to be smart, and I said, I was thinking it was his daughter, but I said to the customer, oh, I said, a lovely gal, is that your wife? You know, and obviously it was his daughter, I was thinking, you know, but I asked, was it his wife, just to, you know, it was kind of like a fun thing, and he said, no, that's my daughter, and she just committed suicide last week. Or something like, you know, within the last, I mean, you know, I was like, you know, like, where do we go from there? You know, I was like, man. So, you know, any kind of questions that have to do with family or, you know, you got two sons, did they go to school? What are they doing? Don't ever ask. If somebody's got a son, yeah, my son went to Harvard. He's got a full scholarship. He's a Rhodes Scholar. You don't have to ask. They'll tell you. So if you got to ask, you probably shouldn't ask. So don't ask any questions about personal stuff that could be something that would be a blocker. Like when this guy told me his daughter committed suicide, I just couldn't go on from there. There was just no way to continue on. So, and there is hardly any families anymore that I know of where there isn't some really serious going on. You know, where I mean, like, So just don't ask. And if the customer says something, then you listen, you know, or something like that. But generally, asking questions that have to do with any kind of family situation, you know, is pretty scary. But if you look around and you see pictures, you know, so you got to be careful. But
every time I'm testing and talking to the operators or on the machine or something, someone ends up telling me their whole life story.
Yeah.
Holy Jesus Christ.
Yeah. 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 Well, it's okay if they share that with you, but
I'm glad they feel comfortable, but I really don't want to know. You know.
Yeah. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to get yourself into asking a question where you make the customer feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's a real dangerous thing. So you got to, if we go down that road, you know, where are we going to go? Well, we might end up someplace where it's, you know, the customer feels really uncomfortable. So be careful asking those kind of questions, personal ones. Yes?
Three things I never talk about is family, religion, and politics.
Well, that's right. That's certainly, I've heard the politics and the religion, I mean, particularly today. You don't want to get into that, you know. Oh,